Today, I'll be preaching from Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 to chapter 9, 17, and it's entitled God of Second Chances.
咁我今日咧，今日所分享嘅信息，咁系由记载喺创世记八章二十节去到九章嘅十七节。咁今日嘅题目咧，就系话一个第二次机会嘅神。
And we will read the scriptures as we go along the message.
当我哋个经文提及到嘅时候，我哋就会睇一啲经文啦。
And let me start with this. Genesis 1 to 11 is foundational to the Christian faith.
我开始咧就系话创世记一章去到十一章咧就系对基督教嘅信仰一个基要嘅。
Why? Because these 11 chapters answer the big question about life.
点解咁讲咧？因为呢十一章嘅经文咧就系讲究竟生命嘅一个问题。
They explains to us or tells us where man comes from.
咁人喺边度嚟咧？
The existence of the world.
世界的開始
and how life form comes about.
那那些生命的方式是怎樣來的?
And why is there sin in this world?
為什麼世界有罪呢?
And all this evil that we see around us.
那我們看到我們周圍旁邊的邪惡。
And then the different races in the world and the languages we speak.
不同的種族，不同的言語。
And they actually also answer the question of why.There is climate changes.
亦都解釋到點解有氣候嘅改變。
And we're going to see it today in this chapter 8 and 9.
咁我哋喺第八、第九章係會提及到嘅。
You know, chapter 6 to 9 records for us the story of God using the universal flood to destroy the world and the rest of His creation.
咁第六、第九章咧就記載咗神係用一個普及性嘅一個洪水去毀滅呢個世界同埋生命。
And when you think about it and when you read about it, you wonder, especially as Christian, why would God destroy the world and yet at the same time send His Son Jesus Christ to save us?
咁你就可能有問題啦。咁神點解去毀滅呢個世界，同一時間佢將佢嘅兒子耶穌嚟呢個世界，要拯救呢個世界咧？
It seems ironical in that sense.
这个是不是有少少讽刺呢?
And to make sense of it, we must go back to Genesis 3.
那我们想要去看这个道理的时候，我们就要看第三章。
In Genesis 3, after Adam and Eve sinned against God.
那在第三章的时候，是亚当夏娃去犯罪，得罪神。
But the cause of them sinning is not so much of anything but the serpent or Satan tempted them.And cause them to fall into sin.
咁系魔鬼撒旦或者嗰条蛇令到人嘅去犯罪。
And so God, after the Adam and Eve sin, God declare a promise to them.
咁当佢哋犯咗罪之后，神对人系有个应许。
As part of the curse that He gave because of sin.
系同呢个咒诅系一齐嘅。
And that is that from Eve there will come from her seed.Which is a son, that will crush the head of the serpent.
咁对夏娃嘅其中一个咒诅里边咧，就系话佢嘅后裔或者佢嘅儿子咧，就会去将系会伤蛇嘅头。
Why? Because he is the one who caused man to sin.
点解咁？因为系佢令到人去犯罪。
So after this promise, when we move on in Genesis, we find that when it came to chapter 4.It reveals very clearly to us then it is not the immediate son of Adam and Eve.
咁我哋睇到第四章嘅时候就睇到唔系睇到呢个该隐同亚伯，但系佢虽然佢哋系夏娃嘅一个儿子，但系唔系佢嘅一个真正嘅一个直接嘅儿子。
But we see Cain killing his brother Abel in Genesis 4.
该隐杀咗亚伯就喺第四章里边。
And to cut the story short, we know.From Genesis onward until we come to the New Testament, the Son that God referring to is Jesus Christ, God's own Son.
咁由創世記一直去到新約裏邊，我睇到究竟邊一個兒子咧，咁直接係到耶穌嘅出現。咁耶穌就係嗰個真正嘅兒子，係雙蛇嘅頭嘅。
And He will come into the world as a man, born through the Virgin Mary.
佢嚟到呢个世界上系藉着童贞玛利亚所生嘅。
And so, as the story goes on, when it comes to chapter 6, 7, 8, 9, or particularly chapter 6, at the start, it tells us that during Noah's time, the population grew.
咁喺六七八章，尤其第六章咧，就係話呢個人類嘅數目開始增多。
And then, because as a result of that, sin also multiplied.
咁罪亦都去增加倍咁樣增加。
It multiplied until to a point that the world became so rampant and corrupt with evil.
咁罪嘅係幾咁猖獗，幾咁敗壞。
And God told Noah he is going to send a flood to destroy the whole human race.
神就對挪亞講，佢就會用大洪水嚟到去毀滅呢個世界。
But he was going to spare Noah and his family.
但佢會保存挪亞同佢一家。
And why?
點解呢？
Because of Genesis 3 promise.
因為係喺第三章係呢個應許。
The line of Eve and Adam and Eve must carry on.
咁呢個亞當夏娃嘅後裔會繼續延續。
And so he told Noah to build an ark.
佢就對挪亞講：你要起一個方舟。
And think about it. Noah had not seen rain or flood before.
咁你諗下喎，挪亞係未見過雨水，亦都未見過洪水嘅。
Yet he obeyed God and built the ark.
但佢信服神，就去起建造呢個方舟。
And he built it according to the measurement that God gave him.
咁佢係神俾佢嘅尺寸嚟到去製造呢個方舟。
And chapter 8, chapters 8 and 9 tell us what happened after the flood.
咁第八、第九章咧就係記載呢個洪水之後嘅事情。
And here, particularly, we find that the first thing after the flood, God made a promise to himself that he will not destroy the world.
咁睇到咧，就係話神去應許佢自己咧，佢係唔會去再用洪水去毀滅世界。
Using a universal flood.
用一個普及性嘅洪水。
And then in chapter 9, he made this promise that he gave to himself into a covenant with Noah.
喺第九章，佢就對自己嘅一個應許就將呢個成為佢同挪亞中間嘅約。
And so from chapter 8, 20 to the end, we want to look at it. And first, let's look at verse 20. Andrew, can you read for us verse 20?
咁我哋再睇呢個創世記第八章二十去到廿二節，咁係咁記載：挪亞為耶和華建築了一座壇，拿各種潔淨的牲畜和各種潔淨的飛鳥獻在壇上為燔祭。耶和華聞了那馨香之氣，耶和華心裏說：我不再因人嘅緣故咒坐土地，因為人從年幼心裏就懷着惡念。我也不再照我曾做的毀滅一切生物了。地還存在的時候，撒種、收割、寒暑、冬夏、晝夜都永不止息。
And if you go back to chapter 8, you'll find the earlier passage. You'll find that it took a while for the water to subside.
咁你睇到在之前嘅經文咧，就係話啲水係要一段嘅日子先去退去嘅。
And so this is after the water has subsided.
呢個事情係發生喺啲水退去之後。
Then Noah came out of the ark.
咁挪亞就出咗方舟。
And the first thing he did, we are told here, was that he built an altar and he makes sacrifices, taking the animals from the ark and offer it to God.
咁挪亞出咗方舟，第一樣嘢就做咧，就係起一個祭壇，跟住佢就攞啲生物或者係飛鳥能夠去獻祭俾神。
And obviously God was pleased because God made this promise to himself.
咁神係好喜悅，因為咁神亦都對自己去有一個應許喺度。
He promised that he would not destroy the world again, even when man's heart is evil from childhood or from birth.
佢答應咗自己唔再去呢個毀滅呢個世界，縱使人從年幼心裏邊係有惡念。
At the same time, he promised that he will provide food for man as the climate change into four seasons.
咁佢亦都去答應咗係提供人一啲食物，縱使係有氣候嘅改變。
And here it mentions summer and winter.
佢就提及呢個寒暑。
But there wasn't a direct mention of spring and autumn.
冇春天同埋秋天。
But it is implied within the two words seed time and harvest.
但有提及就係話撒種同埋收割嘅時候。
And we know seed time, people sow their seeds during the spring.
撒種就係春天嗰度去做嘅。
And harvest is during the autumn, the autumn month. It finish in the autumn.
咁秋天就收割嘅日子。
And so God was the one actually who changed the climate after the flood.
咁神係喺大洪水之後就改變咗呢個氣候。
So to speak, He changed the climate of the world.
咁佢就改全球性嘅一個氣候。
And this was when he opened up the skies and also below the seas to bring forth the flood water.
咁就係話佢好似開咗天上嘅窗户，亦都係地底嘅深淵嘅泉源湧出嚟咁樣。
Because before the flood, the earth had only one season.
咁喺呢個洪水之前咧，淨係得一個季節嘅啫。
And you read this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 7.
这个就是在这个第一章创世纪一章第七节。
It describes it as it waters above the firmament.
咁就好似话呢啲记载喺呢个水气，好似一个喺一个大气圈上高。
And so people who look at this verse, they say, at that time the earth was in a special atmosphere.
咁就嗰人就系咁样睇呢个系好特别嘅一个气候。
It was covered by this water.Vapor canopy.
咁可能好似一个水蒸气一个罩咁样。
And so this was created by God at His creation.
咁呢个就系神创造。
And so there is no need for rain.
咁系唔需要雨水。
And Genesis 2:5-6 tells us this.
咁二章五至六节系咁讲。
He says, at that time, no shrub or plant had.Yet grew up at that time or grown.
咁地上还没有田野的草木，田间的菜蔬还没有长出来。
And God had not sent rain yet.
因为耶和华神还没有降雨在地上。
And there was no one to work the ground.
也没有人去耕种土地。
And the stream came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground.
但是有雾气从地上腾。滋润整个土地的表面。
If you think about it, it's really fantastic in the sense, if we were before, then I don't have to water my lawn every day.
咁如果我哋谂下系好奇妙嘅，咁如果仍然系保持咁样嘅话，我就唔需要喺我个后院度去开水掣啦。
And so the canopy was like, as someone described it, as a vast blanket of invisible water vapor.
咁有人系咁睇，好似一張毡是由呢啲水蒸气做嘅一张大好大嘅毡。
And it produced a kind of greenhouse effect to maintain the temperature of the world from one end to another.
咁佢嘅作用咧就好似一个温室效应咁样，由一极去到第二极都系咁样。
And so when God opened up the sky and the sea to let water out to flood the world, this canopy.Is said to have broken or collapsed.
咁当神令到洪水就好似打开天上嘅窗，或者地下嘅泉源涌出嚟嘅时候，就好似破坏咗呢张毡咁样。
And Genesis 7:11-12 says that on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
咁就话就在那一天，大深渊嘅泉源都裂开，天上嘅窗户也敞开了。40昼夜有大雨降在地上。
And as a result of the flood, all living creatures outside the ark were destroyed. The climate change and man's age also reduced.
咁所有嘅创造物喺呢个方舟之外嘅都去毁灭，咁人类嘅寿命系减，呢个气候系改变。
And so this was what happened.When God sent the flood,
呢个就系神去用洪水嘅时候就发生嘅事情。
And then, as the water subside, Noah came out, and the first thing he did was to make sacrifices to God.
水退咗，挪亚就出咗呢只方舟。佢所做嘅第一样就系起一个祭坛向神去献祭。
Because when he came out, he looked at the earth, at least the area that he could see is all void of life.
咁佢出咗方舟，佢所睇到嘅可能系已经冇晒一切嘅一个生命。
And he is grateful that God told him to do this and spare him from this disasters.
咁佢系感恩，因为神系保守喺呢个灾呢、这个洪水嘅时候，佢仍然保守佢。
And so he made this sacrifice.
佢就所以咁样去献祭。
And so what was God pleased with Noah's sacrifice?
神亦都悦纳挪亚嘅一个献祭。
That prompted him to make this promise to himself after that.
亦都以致去咁样去到对自己系有个应许。
Was it the barbecue smell of the meat?
咁系咪呢啲好似烧烤嘅祭肉嘅香气咧
？Was it building the altar?
系咪呢个起嘅一个祭坛咧
？Or the act of sacrificing these animals and birds?
或者呢个系献祭嘅一个行径咧
？Whatever it was, he made this promise to himself.
无论系乜嘢嘅缘故，神系对自己系咁样应许。
That he's not going to destroy the world, even when man is heart is evil from childhood. He's not going to use the universal flood to destroy man anymore.
咁纵使人从年幼心里边系怀着恶念，佢就算系咁样嘅时候，神亦都应许咗唔再用洪水能够去毁灭世界。
And the phrase "every inclination of man's heart is evil from childhood" reveals that man is born in sin and he's not a product of his environment.
佢就係話呢個人從年幼心裏邊係有惡念嘅時候，就唔係一個環境所製造嘅一個後果。
But the environment brings out that sinfulness of man.
但係環境就將人裏邊心裏邊嘅罪惡就扯出嚟。
But yet God say He will not destroy them with a flood again.
縱使係咁樣，神亦都答應係唔再用洪水去到毀滅呢個世界。
But this does not mean that God will not judge sin.
但是不代表神不会审判这个罪。
Because Jesus at his second coming will return to judge the world for her sin.
当耶稣第二次的来临的时候，就会去审判这个世界。
The Bible also says that while we were still sinners, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save the world, particularly those who believe in him and give them eternal life.
就是说当我们还做罪人的时候，神就差遣他独生子来到 去拯救这个世界，尤其是一切信他的不至灭亡。
And God did this because of the promise in Genesis 3.
因为是在创世纪的因为这个应许的缘故。
That he will use the seed of the woman to destroy the serpent who is the representative of sin.
那就是说用女人的一个后裔能够去到毀滅這個好像這個罪的那個蛇，就是一個罪的一個彰顯咁樣。
And so thanks to God who made this promise with man in the past and then repeated different ways and different times in history that he gave us a second chance.
咁這個應許就對人的就好像在歷史不斷的重複的我們看到就好像神是不斷地給人第二次機會。
And if we worship him instead of anyone else or anything else, we will be blessed.
咁我哋敬拜嘅除咗佢之外，我哋唔拜所有人或者其他嘅事物，我哋就会得到呢个祝福。
Unlike those who did not were destroyed in the flood.
就好似啲其他啲唔信嘅，就好似洪水咁样去被毁灭。
And so those of us who already believe in Jesus Christ, we are given this second chance.
咁对我哋信耶稣基督嘅，我哋就好似得到第二次机会。
How should we respond to God？
我哋点样去回应神呢
？And like Noah, we ought to be grateful。
就好似挪亚咁样，我哋需要去感恩。
Offer sacrifices to Him。
向神去献祭。
And Paul says in Romans 12:1 that the best sacrifice we can offer to God is ourselves.
就好似保罗喺罗马书十二章一节就咁样话，我哋系一个活嘅祭，系献俾神。
Make ourselves a living sacrifice for Him to use。
我哋成为一个活祭，系俾神所使用。
How can we be used by God？
我哋点样俾神所用呢
？We can be used by Him by fulfilling His great commandment to love Him and love others as ourselves。
就遵行呢个最大嘅诫命，就系爱神，亦都去爱其他人。
Because when we do this, people we will know that we are His disciples。
咁其他人就会睇到我哋就系佢嘅门徒。
And also to fulfill what Jesus gave to us in the Great Commission。
亦都系好似系耶稣俾嘅一个大使命。
To go and make disciples of all nations。
去使万民作我嘅门徒。
You see。When God gave Adam the command, be fruitful and multiply.
神俾嘅一个挪亚嘅一个命令就系呢个去生养众多，铺满全地。
And then he repeats here in chapter 9 two times the same command.
喺第九章呢度，佢重复咗两次同一个吩咐。
And you see, the fruitful and multiply talks about not just biological production of children.
咁呢个生养众多唔系净止喺呢个生理上嘅一个生育。
When it comes to the New Testament, it includes the spiritual dimension of it。
咁喺新约嘅时候，喺属灵方面嘅层面亦都系咁样。
In Jesus' command to go and make disciples of all nations，
就喺耶稣俾嘅大使命，就系话使万民作我嘅门徒。
And so let's read chapter 9 verses 1 to 4 first。
咁我哋睇呢个第九章一去到第四节，系神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说：你们要生养众多，铺满这地。地上一切的走兽，天空一切的飞鸟，所有爬行在土地上和海里的一切鱼，都必怕你们，畏惧你们。他们都要交在你们手里。凡活的动物都可作你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们。如同绿色的菜蔬一样，只是带着生命的肉，就是带着血的，你们不可吃。
So after God told himself that he will not do this anymore, he went to Noah and he told Noah, "This is what I'm going to do as a covenant with you."
咁呢个就系神对挪亚嘅一个约，其中一段。
And so he starts off with the same command given to Adam to be fruitful and multiply.
咁就係好似對亞當嘅一個命令咁樣，就叫佢生養眾多，鋪滿遍地。
And he blessed them. The first thing he did was provide food.
咁佢第一個祝福就係話提供呢個食物。
And he provided a different diet.
係食唔同嘅嘢。
That is different from Adam.
对亚当来讲是一个不同的食物方法。
Adam was only given the vegetables and fruits to eat.
咁亚当净系食菜蔬同埋水果。
And now he gives Noah permission to eat animals, birds, and fishes.
咁佢而家对挪亚就系话你可以食所有嘅地上嘅、天上嘅同海中嘅鱼。
Why did he allow Adam?Noah to do this.
點解佢容許挪亞係咁做咧
？I believe it is a very pragmatic reason.
我相信係一個好實際嘅一個原因。
Because right after the flood, there is no vegetation on the ground.
咁洪水之後，呢個地上係冇曬呢啲菜蔬。
The ground need time to dry and then to grow crops at the same time.
咁地係需要。去呢啲水退係需要一個時間，同一時間亦都菜蔬亦都係需要時間先生長到。
And whatever was available actually is in the ark。
咁所有剩低嘅都已經喺個方舟裏邊。
And but God tells him this. He says, "Because I change your diet, now every creature will fear you."
咁因為我改變你食物嘅一個習慣嘅時候，所有嘅生物都會懼怕你。
Why?
为什么呢
Because you will end up in Noah's table as food.
因为他们可能成为挪亚他餐桌上的晚餐。
But at the same time, God's instruction to him was also, you cannot eat any meat that has the the blood in it.
但系佢亦都神佢都禁止，就系话佢食带着血嘅肉。
Or else he will be held accountable.
如果唔系，神会追究呢个责任。
Verse 5 he says, can you read verse 5 for us?
第五节，流你们血害你们命的，我必向他追讨。我要向一切走兽追讨，向人和向人的弟兄追讨人命。
And the reason, as many people explain about blood, is that it's because blood is life.
咁解释就系话血就系生命。
And it is true in some way because physiologically, if you drain the body of its blood, the life will cease to exist.
咁生理上呢个系一个正确嘅，因为当人系冇咗血之后，呢个生命就会停止。
Because blood represented the life of the creature.
因为血系代表嗰个动生物嘅一个生命。
And then at the same time, in verse 6, he makes another prohibition. Can you read?
第六节佢亦都有呢个禁制，凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照他自己形象造的。
So, within this permission to give to eat meat, they cannot take meat with blood. But at the same time, God extended it to the taking of human life. In other words, killing someone else.
咁呢个佢话可以食肉，但系唔可以带着血。咁呢个命令就可以延续去，就好似话去人嘅生命咁样。当杀人嘅时候就咁样。
And so, and the reason given here is because man is made in the image of God.
个原因就系话神造人系藉着佢自己形象做嘅。
And so, after giving the provision and the prohibitions, God told Noah this command again in verse 7, be fruitful and multiply.
有呢个供应，亦都有呢个禁止。咁神再一次去到俾挪亚一个命令，就系话生养众多，铺满全地。
The repetition of the same command.
这个命令的一个重复。
And it implies actually another reason why we should not take somebody else's life.
咁系呢个好似隐晦嘅原因，就系话点解禁止我哋去夺取其他人嘅生命
？Because this command to be fruitful and multiply.Is not to take away people's life, but to multiply lives.
咁呢个生养众多就系话你数目嘅一个增加。
And it was first given to Adam, and now twice mentioned to Noah.
咁第一次系俾亚当，呢次对挪亚系重复咗两次。
And so, verse 7, can you read for us till verse 11?
第七去到十一节。你们要生养众多，在地上繁衍昌盛。神对挪亚和同他一起的儿子说：看啊，我要与你们和你们后裔立我的约，包括你和你们一切所有的生物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、地上一切的走兽，凡从方舟里出来的一切生物，我要与你们立我的约。凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏这地了。
So, the violation of this command to be fruitful and multiply by taking someone's life is a direct contradiction of what God wants them to do.
如果夺取人的生命就是好像跟神的一个命令的一个 反抗这样。
But if they obey, God says that this covenant that I make with you is that it's the same, is for the same reason because.So that you can multiply yourself and multiply all the living creatures at the same time.
咁神亦都对人嘅一个命令就话你要地上系要去生养众多，呢个系有昌盛，同一时间亦都动物亦都系有呢个生产。
And that covenant includes that this promise that he said earlier to himself that he will not destroy the world with a universal flood again.
咁呢个约里边亦都包含咗话唔会再用呢个洪水去毁灭呢个生物。
So, in other words, that covenant God made with Noah, He made Himself accountable to mankind that He will not do this again.
咁呢个约里边就睇到呢个神系自己去负责，系唔会再去用呢个洪水。
And also to Noah as a promise that he will not do it anymore。
亦都系对挪亚应许咗，就系话我唔会再咁样去做。
But does this mean that there will be no flood anymore on earth？
咁但系呢个系咪代表就冇呢再冇呢个洪水咧
？No, we know there is flood today still, right？
咁我哋明白。到今日仍然係有洪水嘅。
But he's talking about a universal flood, a flood that will cover the whole earth.
但係佢呢個係呢個普及性嘅一個洪水，係會去覆蓋全地。
And he will never use water again, but he will use fire, according to Peter in 2 Peter 3, to judge the world of its sin.
佢神係唔會用洪水，但係佢喺彼得後書嘅第三章就係話佢會用火。
But the good news is that Jesus' first coming has provided an escape from the judgment of sin.
但系好消息就系耶稣嘅第一次嚟已经俾喺呢个受审判开咗另外一条逃生嘅渠道。
But the bad news is that when Jesus comes back the second time, he will judge those who do not believe in him.
但是耶稣第二次再来的就会审判一切不信他的。
And so, Jesus provided also a second chance for us.
耶稣也都对我们是提供了第二次机会。
And the time from now until he comes back, this second chance is still available.
那直至耶稣的第二次再来，这个第二次机会也仍然是有的。
And so for those of us who do not know him,It's the second chance is still available to you.
咁对我哋未听过福音嘅，就系话呢个第二次机会仍然你有机会嘅。
And so would you receive Jesus into your life?
咁你有冇去接受耶稣入你嘅生命里边咧
？And then in Genesis 9:12-17, can you read for us those verses?
12-17节，神说。这是我与你们以及你们一起的一切生物所立永约的记号，直到万代。我把彩虹放在云中，就是我与地立约的记号了。我使云遮盖地的时候，会有彩虹出现在云中。我就纪念我与你们以及各样有血肉的生物所立的约，不再有洪水泛滥去毁灭一切有血肉的了。彩虹出现在云中，我看见了，就要纪念神与地上一切有血肉的生物所立的永约。神对挪亚说：这就是我与地上一切有血肉的立约的记号。
Thank you. See, remember the story here is that there is no other human on earth.
你要知道，系已经再冇其他嘅人喺呢个地上啦。
So Noah actually is the new representative.
神就是这个挪亚就是一个新的代表。
And God says in this covenant, He says, this covenant is for all generations to come.
这个约就是对这个万代的一个约。
And so this covenant is for all.
这个约是对所有的人。
That is living in the world.
也都是住在这个地上的。
And the sign for this covenant, He says, is the rainbow.
咁呢个立约嘅记号就系个彩虹。
And the rainbow comes after the rain。
呢个彩虹就喺落雨之后出现。
And it is used as a reminder of this covenant he made with Noah。
呢个就系呢个立约嘅一个记号，就系一个去提醒神。
And the covenant is not so much for God because God does not forget。
呢个约并唔系对神嘅，因为神系唔会忘记。
It's for us。
系对人嘅。
That God will never use a flood water to cover the earth and judge it anymore.
咁神唔会再用呢个洪水量覆盖成个地面去到审判。
It also explains why we have a rainbow today after a rain.
亦都解释彩虹嘅出现喺落雨之后。
Because prior to this flood, there is no rainbow before.
喺洪水之前系冇彩虹嘅。
Because there was no rain.
因为系冇落雨嘅缘故。
So the rainbow is a second chance symbol.
咁呢个彩虹就系第二次机会嘅一个记号。
A second chance given to men.
呢个第二次机会俾人嘅。
And that God will at the end, when Jesus comes back, he will replace this present heaven and earth with a new one, according to the book of Revelation.
耶稣第二次的再来就会用这个新天新地来取代现有的。
And God it make it so easy for us to receive this second chance by merely by faith in Christ Jesus.
咁藉着耶稣亦都信耶稣的时候，就可以得到这个第二次机会。
See, God is a God of second chances.
神就是这个第二次机会的神。
Right from the beginning until today.
由起初直至现在。
You know, in the story of Israel with God as his chosen people.
咁呢个睇呢个以色列嘅一个故事系神选民嘅。
Just Israel alone, God has given them many chances.
咁神俾以色列系好多次嘅第二次机会。
One of them was after they worship, they make an idol of a golden calf and worship it.
其中一个就系话以色列系整咗只金牛犊去到敬拜。
And God was in the midst of talking to Moses in the mountain, and God told him, "You go down now. Your people are corrupted and evil. They are doing this."
当时候神系同摩西嚟到，亦都去讲，就系话你要落山，你要睇下呢啲以色列人所做嘅。
You know, leave me alone. I'm going to destroy all these people.
咁神就对摩西就讲嘅话，等我嚟到去毁灭呢啲人啦。
But we know that.God in his grace and mercy did not because Moses interceded for them.
咁係因為摩西代求嘅一個緣故，亦都係神恩典嘅憐憫嘅緣故，冇咁樣做。
And then later on, in Exodus 34, God told Moses, "Cut two more tablets of stone like the first, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets."
咁喺呢个出埃及记三十四章，就耶和华对摩西说：你要作出两块石板，和先前的一样。我要把你摔破的那块板上先前所写的字写在这板上。
So why want to make a second set of tablets if he's not giving Israel another chance？
如果唔俾第二次嘅机会，咁唔需要再写个第二个石板啦。
You don't need it anymore.
你根本唔再需要。
But in the read in when you if you read Exodus chapter 34, you'll find that it is more than a renewal of that broken covenant.
咁睇三十四章嘅时候，呢个系多过系净系呢个更新一个约。
But it was talking about God was talking to with Moses, and there was this mention of the first time they met in the burning bush.
咁呢个。三十四章亦都係提及，就好似第一次對摩西會面，佢呢個係燃燒嘅荊棘。
And so it's recalling and is renewing at the same time is giving them another chance.
提醒更新就好似俾第二次機會咁樣。
And in the new covenant, Jesus, God through Jesus is giving us this.Second chance.
咁喺新約裏邊，神藉著耶穌去俾人第二次機會。
And you can say the resurrection is the sign of this covenant.
呢個復活就係呢個約嘅一個記號。
Because Paul says that if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then we actually are hopeless.
咁保罗就系话，如果基督冇复活嘅话，我哋比一切嘅人就更加可怜，系冇盼望。
In fact, he said we are the most miserable people on earth because we believe in a lie.
我哋系比一切嘅人更可怜，因为我哋相信一个大话。
And we are also guilty of bearing a false witness and preaching a lie.
我哋系有罪，因为我哋系作假嘅见证，亦都去对人传讲假嘅嘢。
And so the resurrection proves that Jesus Christ has conquered.The penalty of sin, which is death, and he also assure us that we will rise from the dead to have this life in eternity.
復活咗，亦都係有一個證據，就係耶穌係戰勝死亡，亦都我哋有呢個永生嘅一個確據。
And God does not change his mind, God does not lie.
咁神係唔會改變心意，神亦都唔會去講大話。
But he is faithful to keep his promise.
但佢信实系会直至呢个应许实现。
We can be sure that the second chance given to us will come true。
我哋要相信呢个应许系会去实现嘅。
And it has fulfilled his promise in using the seed of the woman to destroy the one who causes man to sin。
亦都实现咗呢个应许，就系话女人嘅一个后裔系会去破坏咗呢个，去令到我哋犯罪嘅。
And as I've said earlier, that Jesus gave us two instruction。
咁耶稣对我哋有两个指示。
In this covenant，
喺呢个约里边
，love God, love one another，
爱神亦都爱其他人。
So that people will know that we are His disciple。
咁其他人就会知道我哋系神嘅门徒。
And the second in the Great Commission is actually the same as the command to Adam and Noah, be fruitful and multiply。
呢个大使命就好似对亚当亦都对挪亚一个命令咁样，去呢个生养众多。
Not just you know within your own family, your own children, but the spiritual children that God wants to bring into His kingdom。
就唔系净系你肉身嘅一个家庭一个儿子咁样，喺属灵上高就好似令到其他人成为耶稣嘅门徒咁样。
And lastly, Jesus often say this to those people He forgives。
耶稣亦都对佢所原谅嘅人系咁讲。
And one of the phrases that is recorded for us in the Bible is to go and sin no more。
咁系呢个吩咐就系话去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And so the other response, which is the most important actually to me, is as a Christian after you believe in Jesus, is we go and sin no more。
咁对我嚟讲，呢个好大嘅一个提醒，就系叫我哋，当我哋接受耶稣基督嘅之后，我哋就系要去，亦都不再犯罪。
We have received this second chance。
我哋系接受咗第二次机会。
We are to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice。
我哋要去对神献一个活嘅祭。
And we, as a living sacrifice, we have to be without blemish at all。
呢个活嘅祭系一个无瑕疵嘅。
And this is how we show gratefulness to the God who gives us a second chance。
呢个就系我哋对呢个俾我哋第二次机会嘅一个神嘅一个感恩。
Let's pray。
我哋一齐低头祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你俾我哋有机会可以有一个新嘅开始，信咗耶稣基督，仲有嗰个盼望喺以后喺永生入边有圣名。我哋感谢你，求神你自己帮助我哋可以活出呢个基督徒嘅生命，嚟俾你做我哋嘅主，同我哋可以做你嘅仆人。我哋咁祈祷系奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。